an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Maori Madness all day, every day here at NITV Radio. Now, I'm very excited to announce that SBS Radio has announced the National Languages Competition for 2018. Celebrating Australia's increasing cultural, linguistic and ethnic diversity, SBS Today launches the SBS National Languages Competition 2018, a nationwide initiative to inspire and encourage language learning and retention. In its third year, the competition is expanding to engage all Australians of all ages who are learning a language, including English and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander language. And a bit of a coup here today, people. I've managed to get the big boss, the SBS Director of Audio and Language Contests, Mandy Winks. How are you, Mandy?
I'm well, Danny. This is great. Yeah. It's great to be on the show.
I was just saying off air, it's not every day you get to interview the big boss, but I'm very excited to have you on today.
Gosh, hopefully I can live up to your expectations.
Now, tell us about the SBS National Language Competition. It's in its third year. Can you give us a bit of background to it?
Yes. So we've been building on it year by year. It's a great community event. And, you know, we have nearly 70 language services here at SBS. So we are the most multilingual public broadcaster in the world. And it's a way of bringing everyone together and celebrating a love of learning languages, but also, as you mentioned, language retention. And increasingly, that's something that people are passionate about, communities right across Australia. And so we've found in the last couple of years, it's been great to actually hear from kids about what they love about learning languages. Because we know that in communities, it could be Greek, it could be Mandarin speaking communities, it could be Indigenous communities, kids get sent along to learn languages. And you know, you hear that they hate Greek school or they hate this school. But actually, when you ask them about what they love about it, the most beautiful stories come out about, you know, it could be anything from being able to connect with their relatives, with their grandparents in particular. It could be little kids. A lot of little kids see it as a superpower, you know, a secret language that they can have with friends. So we've just really loved building on it each year because of that sort of passion for language retention.
Why is it so important to SBS Radio that we honour and celebrate language, but also the learning and retention, as you touched on there before? Why is it so important to us?
Well, I think it's different for different cultures. There are a lot of migrants come to Australia where English is very much a second language. Yep. and have little or no English on arrival. So for them, they want to learn English, but of course there's nothing like hearing things in your own language. Mm. So for them, as they have their children, second and third generation, they want their children to retain the language. So it could be around, you know, the link to culture. It could be around the link to storytelling, songs, as we know, song lines, you know, actually sort of telling stories in language. There's nothing like it. And often there are so many words that don't actually translate into English. There are no words. So for us, it's about understanding that language is so intrinsically linked to culture. Mm-hmm. And SBS is very much about celebrating culture and diversity and making sure that everybody feels they belong in Australia, but they can also be who they are and bring their culture and their diversity to play.
Yeah. It's one of the things I love about working in SBS Radio is when I go upstairs there, you can hear all these different language groups all around me. You know, I've got...
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
You've got the Arabic mob, the African mob with a range of different languages, and it's, I don't know, it's just something that sparks inside of me. And because we have our own languages here, Aboriginal languages, and I know there's a bit of a push this year to try and get Aboriginal mob involved and Torres Strait Islander mob involved, and it's something I'm very excited about. How can we get people involved?
So it's pretty easy, actually. Yep. We've changed the way people enter year on year, and this year it is actually really easy. We want people to take a photo of the amazing possibilities that learning a language opens to them. So it could be a person, you know, I'm able to now talk to you because I understand your language. Mm-hmm. It could be a place. It could be an activity. You just take a photo. You write a caption in the language as to what sort of possibilities learning a language opens for you. But then we also want the English language translation so we understand, so that for all Australians, we can understand what it is that you're saying. There are five categories. Mm-hmm. So it's the littlies, 4 to 7, who could also draw a picture if they want to. We got the most gorgeous pictures in the last few years.
Yeah, that'd be beautiful.
Super cute. So 4 to 7, there's an 8 to 12, 13 to 15, 16 to 18. And as you mentioned, for the first time this year, we're doing adults as well, 18 plus, because there's a lot of adults who are also learning languages, might be learning English for the first time or learning another language as well. So
that's really good. That's really good to hear, because funny enough, out at Bree Warriner at the moment, there's a adult English learning program, because a lot of the mob out there didn't learn English properly in school for a range of reasons, social factors, etc. And now they're learning English again, all these adults out there. So I might have to tip them into the competition.
Absolutely. No, yeah. And that's really important, because we had a lot of people in the past few years saying that, you know, we're learning a language, we're learning English, and we're learning it for reasons, and we're passionate about those and we want to contribute. So the changes we're making along the way are as a result of the feedback we've received.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, as I say, the littlies love it because it's a kind of a superpower and a sneaky secret language. But the other end of the spectrum very much usually acknowledge the career prospects that learning a language can bring,
yep.
The travel opportunities, the culture and all sorts of things. So it's really interesting and exciting to see what learning language means to people.
Yeah, and I sort of can't wait to see how this competition rolls out and see the entries that we get in. Is there anything else we need to know, Mandy, about this competition?
Ooh, I think share, spread the word
spread
with your friends.
Yep.
Yeah, we'd love teachers, if there are any teachers listening. We have a whole pack available for teachers to explain how to get kids to enter. So it makes for a really great classroom activity as well. And we're really happy to answer any questions that you might have around how best to enter and get the kids involved. Then what we do, the last thing I will say, is all the entries then go into a Mosaic of Australia, which is online. So your entry then goes into a Mosaic, and you can see and read and look at all the entries from across Australia, you know, as they start to come through in the next month.
Yeah. So any of my mob out there listening, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, if you need to know more about this competition, please jump on the NITV Radio Facebook page. We'll put some information up there, but also the SBS website has a heap of information of how you can engage into this competition. And we really encourage Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander parents and schools out there to get involved, because, you know, learning a language and bilingual education is so important to us. And as you said, what it does for your intelligence, for career prospects, for travelling around the world, it's just second to none. So,
but also those Indigenous languages are so precious, right? So
yeah.
We really would love to see more entries this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we had over 70 different languages enter last year, including Auslan,
yep.
The signing language.
Oh, of course,
so
yeah.
we would love to get more and more languages, and especially Indigenous languages this year.
Righto, you mob, you've heard it here first. Our big boss wants your entry, so jump on board.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.